From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Getting the program underway with classic sounds of MJQ, the Modern Jazz Quartet, going back to 1955 for their Concord release. The first album to feature this particular lineup of MJQ, Milt Jackson on vibes, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay replacing Kenny Clark on drums. This is Ralph's New Blues.
Thank you. you're nearer than my head is to my pillow. Precious as the sun to the things that grow. You're nearer than the ivy to the wall is. Nearer than the winter to the
That's one from Kevin Eubanks on guitar. Los Angeles from the album Zen Food. He was backed by Bill Pierce on reeds, Jerry Etkins keyboards, Rene Camacho bass, and Marvin Smith on drums. Before that, Jackie Allen on vocals from her eighth album as a leader and her debut for the Blue Note label, Tangled. We heard You're Nearer, and the Modern Jazz Quartet from their album Concord, which was the first MJQ album to be released as an LP as opposed to 78 RPM discs or 78s transferred to the LP format. We heard Ralph's New Blues. Thomas Chapin on flute getting this set underway. He also plays alto sax on this release. The album I've Got Your Number, with Ronnie Matthews on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, Steve Johns drums, and Louis Balzo on congas. This piece having a Latin feel to it. The Walking Wounded. pianist Duke Pearson, with Thomas Howard on bass and Lex Humphreys on drums. From the summer of 1961, the album Angel Eyes, we heard Exodus. From December 1947, recorded in New York City, Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra. Diz not only on lead trumpet, but also one of the two vocalists you heard scatting away there, the other being Ken Haggard. Cool Breeze, from a two-CD set entitled The Complete RCA Victor Recordings. And we got things underway with Thomas Chapin on flute on that track from I've Got Your Number. It was The Walking Wounded. It's The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, send email to qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And always remember that you can find out much more info about the program by visiting our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. One more set for the hour, and we'll get it underway with a duo. Gene Burdensini on guitar and Michael Moore on bass, no relation to the filmmaker. They've recorded numerous times in various combinations, mainly for the Chiaroscuro label, and this album was released on that label in the late 80s. It's just the two of them for the entire session, the album Two in Time. It Had to Be You. Thank you.
sky, so vast is the sky, with faraway clouds just wandering by. Where do they go? Speaks to the leaves, telling stories that no one believes. Stories of love belong to you and me. If I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things that I see when you're with me. Oh, my Gingy. Ah, Gingy. Like the song of the wind in the trees, that's how my heart is singing, Gingy. Happy Gingy, when you're with me. I love you more each day. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'd let you go away if you take me with you. Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, my Gingy. Hey.
Classic sounds from trumpeter Lee Morgan. Originally recorded for the Tomcat LP, released in 1964, with Jackie McLean on alto sax, Curtis Fuller on trombone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Bob Crenshaw on bass, and Art Blakey on drums, we heard a piece penned by McCoy Tyner, Twilight Mist. You can also find it on a compilation CD featuring some of the more ballad-oriented work of Lee Morgan and his trumpet, the album Music for Lovers. Whichever album you choose to pick up, both are must-haves for any jazz trumpet connoisseur. Before that, vocalist John Lucien, a native of the British Virgin Islands, from 1975 and his album Song for My Lady. And he was joined by a virtual who's who of contemporary jazz musicians of that era, including Dave Grusin on keyboards, both Cam Brown and Chuck Rainey on bass, and Harvey Mason on drums, along with many other musicians. We listen to his take of Antonio Carlos Jobim's classic, Gingy. And we began the set with Gene Bertoncini and Michael Moore, guitar and bass, respectively. From their album together, Two in Time, we heard It Had to Be You. And speaking of time, unfortunately, ours is gone for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. It has been a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed my selections. And I look forward to your company again very soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.